Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. All of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Next. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 plus?
36 to 45.
Thank you very much. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I don't really have an opinion on that. I haven't.
Okay, no
I guess
problem.
I'm not involved.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals on. There are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.565 mil? 0.65 cents for every $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement or of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting no against it or probably?
Probably definitely.
Okay, thank you. Since ballet language sometimes can be a little difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dictate or dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid or by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you still vote no against or yes in favor of this proposal?
I would still vote no.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you still vote no against it or yes,
yes.
In favor?
I would vote no.
Definitely no still?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes close to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or final one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
The last one.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, improving public education and local schools. Number two, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Number three, controlling growth and development. Number four, protecting water quality and water supply. Number five, improving local roads and infrastructure. Number six, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Number seven, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Number eight, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Number nine, reducing traffic and congestion. And number 10, making housing more affordable.
Making housing more affordable.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County Government, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion of them?
No opinion.
Okay, what about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
No opinion.
Okay, what about your city or township government?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Next. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Number one, to promote local economy and development. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
I think that would probably be more of what the funds would go to, so I would agree.
Okay, strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about to maintain existing trails?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. What about to promote health and wellness?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to protect open space for residential and commercial development from residential and commercial development?
Approve.
Very or strongly or somewhat?
Sorry, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Number one, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Or number two, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, parks in Grand Traverse County.
The second one.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Number one, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Does that sound that you much
doesn't
more
make
like-
a difference.
Doesn't make no difference, okay. Mm-hmm. What about the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, what about there will be full public disclosure of all project spending?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, what about a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered to their intended purposes?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you. Now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails, plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Does that sound
better? It doesn't make a difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. The proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. $7.58 per month. It's a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. This proposal would provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and river, lakes, and streams.
It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Doesn't make a difference. How much longer is the survey? Because I have to put my kids to bed.
Okay, almost done. We are at 70%, 30% more, and we're done.
Can I just opt out now?
If you want to, I can call you back at a different time.
No, thanks.
Okay, thank you so much. You
okay.
Have a good one.
Yep. You too, bye.
Bye. Oh, God.